It's time for Tales of Lincoln County with your host, Abel Guzman from the Humane Society.
Good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Good, Abel. How are you?
Awesome. Doing good. This is Tales of Lincoln County. We are thankful for everybody to be here, and a good morning to everybody who's listening in. We want to thank, first off, KRUI for giving us this time to be able to reach out to everybody out there and talk a little bit about the stories that we may have, things that are happening in the community, things that are going to be happening soon.
Yes.
Interesting, awesome stuff that's going to happen. We have a guest, and it's Mrs. Sandra Ashcroft. Nice to have you.
Nice to be here.
My co-host at Mrs. Chris Shows.
Hi, guys. How's everybody doing?
So we're going to start off with the shelter updates. Miss Chris, what you got for us?
All right. August was a busy month for us. So we did take in approximately 81 animals during the entire month of August. That's quite a bit of animals coming in one month, you know. Because of Clear the Shelter Month, we partnered with Univision. I don't say that correctly.
No,
could you please say that for
me? Univision? No, that's
there
fine.
There we go. We do partner with them for Clear the Shelter. This is a nationwide program where they get with all the shelters and just try to highlight adoptions and everything else. And in doing with that program, we were able to do 72 adoptions.
Wow.
So, yes.
So, I mean, those numbers, having the numbers that came in go out, We're almost even.
Almost even. Yes.
How many years have we been doing that
for? We've been doing Clear the Shelter, I want to say at least 3 years.
3 years?
At least 3 years.
Awesome.
So
and it seems to get better and better every year, right?
Yeah, every year it grows more and more. It's getting more noticed, more commercials, more information being put out. They really help spotlight shelter animals and getting people into the shelter and helping with adoptions.
Awesome. That is so cool that we're able to do that. And it's always around this time?
Yes, it's always around August. August is Clear the Shelter Month.
Okay, cool.
So, yes.
Cool. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, we appreciate those who participated in that. Of course, we had a bunch of volunteers that helped out with that, right?
Yes. You know, always want to say thank you to all our volunteers, our staff, our donors, our community members, any supporters. You know, anytime you watch a video and share and send, you know, a picture of a dog to a family member, you know, we do get quite a few people that come in. Not just from our community, but outside communities because of all the sharing.
Awesome.
So thank you to everybody and all the hard work that all our volunteers and staff and everybody else that put in, you know, to that shelter. It's, like I've always said, it's a community effort.
It is. It's teamwork on all sides.
Yes.
Now, was there any successful adoption stories you'd like to share with us that were because of this event that we had?
Yes. You know, this event helped out quite a bit, you know, given, like I said, giving us the, you know, notice and, you know, adopt through the shelters and everything. We did have a litter of 8 puppies that had come in. And because of this event and all the publicity that went out and, you know, and information and everything else, every 8 puppy was adopted.
Really?
We were also able to find homes for some of our flood victims. So we had a couple of dogs that were unfortunately had to be surrendered to us because their owners were unable to take them back home. During this entire month, we were able to get almost all of those dogs adopted.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yes, it was a good month all the way around.
That's great. Yeah, totally different from what July was, right?
Yes, yes, a complete turnaround. It was, you know, a lot more positive,
yeah.
I would say.
Oh, that's good. We always like that.
Right? Yes.
We always like a good story at the end. That's great. No, and we appreciate all that, again, that everybody does to help us out at the Humane Society and our staff.
They're hard workers. I couldn't ask for anybody better, you know. Every single one of them put their heart and soul into those animals, and you can see it, you know. My favorite time is in the morning when they're coming in to greet those animals and how excited those animals are to see them just because of the love and support they give them.
Exactly.
No, it is.
Exactly. That's awesome. So thankful for that. Thankful. So we got a expo coming up, Miss Sandra, right? And that's the Positively Pawtastic Pet Expo. Tell us about this expo. We talked a little bit about it last month, but I know you got some more information for us now.
That's right, Abel. The Positively Pawtastic Pet Expo will be held on Saturday, September 20th at ENMU Ridoso from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Awesome. And we got some vendors now that are participating. That's on paper now. They're going to be there. We're like, who are we going to be able to see?
We sure do. Ridoso Animal Clinic will be there, and they'll be sharing information on pet ownership in Lincoln County, as well as Franklin's Veterinary Clinic will be there. as far as I know, they are the local veterinarian that take care of our larger animals.
Yes.
So, yeah, there's going to be a food truck on site. This is a family event. It's free. Yeah, so fun environment for the whole family. We have invited some of the local boarders, the people that will board your animal for you if you have to go out of town. I've got some groomers lined up. Underdog Grooming will be there, and they'll be giving out treats and have promised to bring along a dog artist.
Oh, wow.
If you've ever been over to Underdog Grooming, they have murals of Melissa's pets on the wall outside there. Yes.
That is cool.
Very interesting caricatures of your pets that this dog artist can do. And they'll also set up appointments if you're interested in having your dog groomed. As well as pet sitters, I have a few of those lined up to be there on Saturday, September 20th. We will have No Dog Left Behind, and that is a young man in Preston Marshall, and he does a wonderful job training dogs, and he's helped out a number of times at the Humane Society. He'll be on hand to do demonstrations of dog training.
Awesome.
I have a fox and a dog coming. She does handmade dog apparel as well as dog mom apparel.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yes, very fancy, custom-made bow ties and things like that. It's going to be awesome. The Humane Society, of course, will be there, and we'll have our merchandise. We'll have dog and cat adoptions that day, as well as free microchipping. Of course, the donations and will always be accepted, and we'll have our volunteer coordinator there to sign up volunteers. So if anybody's interested in being a volunteer, that would be a good time to do that. The Village of Ridoso is also going to get involved. The fire department will be there. The animal control officer. I have invited the mayor to join us. He's a pet owner.
Wow. This is exciting. We've got a lot going on.
And the Ridoso Midtown Association will be there to inform the public of, you know, like what restaurants are pet friendly and any hotels if you have, you know, family coming in where you can keep your pet with you.
Awesome. No, this is very beneficial, I think.
It is. You know, I think it, yes.
To get to know, you know, what places in town we could go to take our dogs with if we want to go and have lunch, you know, or what's out there for our pet owners.
Exactly. And it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
It is. It is. It does sound like it. And really, I think this is something that's much needed, especially after everything that we've been through here.
I think so. Yes.
You know, getting to know what's out there, not only for us, but also for our pets, our animals.
Yeah. Let everybody know what's available in town.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So again, this is on September 20th, right?
Saturday, September 20th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And it's going to be at the ENMU?
ENMU Ridoso.
Awesome. So please, guys, come on down. Like, this is not just for adults. It's for kids as well. Bring your dogs, bring your pets, and let's have some fun. And for those who want to be a part of this expo, what do they need to do?
Well, they can contact me, or they can contact the shelter, and the shelter can contact me.
Is there a form they fill out?
Yes, I have the vendor forms.
Okay, and they could get those at the shelter as well?
Sure.
Okay, awesome. For those who want to be a part of it, just, you know, call the shelter number, 575-257-9841, and let us know if you want to be a part of this pet expo. Are there tables, chairs that will be given out to those vendors? Or
yes, ENMU is providing the tables and the chairs.
Okay.
And yeah, they just need to fill out the vendor form, and we do still have spots available.
Awesome. Awesome. Great. Looking forward to that. This is going to be cool.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Mark your calendars.
I know. I think this is the first time that there's been something like this in Ridoso. I've never heard of something like this.
I think so, yeah.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. Well, thank you, Sandra. Appreciate it. As everybody knows, so it's coming into fall season almost, and usually around that time is when puppy kitten season starts, right?
Yes, it is.
And we've already gotten a little bit of a taste of that at the shelter, right, Chris? Yep. What can you tell us about that?
I would say a little bit more than a little taste. We are definitely hitting puppy and kitten season. We are starting to see a whole lot more litters coming in with and without moms. I'm starting to get a lot more pregnant dogs possibly coming in and stuff. So the numbers are increasing, you know. Yes, August was a great month for adoptions, but we're getting into those seasons where we're going to start seeing those intakes go up a lot higher with these litters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so what's available out there for those who need help?
We do have a couple of different programs. Let's start off with the TNR.
Okay.
For those that are not familiar, that is our trap, neuter, and release program for feral cats. We do have quite a few communities or places here throughout Lincoln County that have cat colonies. You know, cat colonies are great because they do help keep pests down and, you know, and stuff like that, but they multiply very quickly. And that's where I get a lot of those little baby kittens. A lot of times, you know, mom might be out hunting and, you know, getting food, and somebody finds those baby kittens and brings them in. So the TNR program is designed to help fix those adult cats.
Okay.
Anything 6 months and older can be fixed. You'll just buy the coupon from the shelter. You come in, it's $30 a cat. You know, you can't beat that.
No, not at all. Right now, a spay and neuter runs anywhere from $200 on up.
Exactly.
Depending on the size of the animal. That's pretty good. And so they go get the coupon, right?
They buy it.
And then what happens after that?
So once you buy the coupon from the Humane Society, you'll contact one of our local vets. Every vet here in Lincoln County does participate in this program. You set up an appointment. Once you get that appointment set up, you can trap that cat the night before, take them in and have them fixed. If you do need help with renting a trap, the Humane Society does rent traps. We also give you tips and pointers on how to trap and catch these cats so you can get them in and get them fixed. They will fix them and clip that left ear so that it's an easy visual from afar to see that a cat is fixed. And then you release back in the same area and, you know, they're happy, healthy animals doing their job. Our second program that we do offer is called the Spot Program, which is our low-cost spay and neuter. It's an income-based program. So all people have to do is come in with your proof of income of everybody in the household, Lincoln County residents. Bring your EBT card or Medicaid. You'll fill out an application. It takes 2 minutes. You know, once approved, that voucher is $45. So there again, you're getting another surgery for quite a bit less.
Exactly. No, that's good. And doing all this spaying and neutering, how does it benefit?
There's many benefits. Not only are you helping control the population, but you're helping keep those animals healthy. Spay and neuter is very, very important in ensuring that these animals stay healthy. Too many times, you know, we see elderly animals that aren't fixed, and because of it, you know, their health suffers because of it. So,
I see.
And they're happier, you know, they're a lot happier.
I guess owners don't have to worry about a male dog running off, right?
Looking for
girls.
Yes, and it helps keep them contained too.
Yeah. No, and I think animal control would like not chase after.
Yes, I think they would appreciate it. And then, you know, if you had a female dog or cat, then you wouldn't have those unexpected litters and having to deal with finding homes for those babies.
Yeah, that's the tough part of it.
It is.
So right now, what are you seeing more of litters coming in? Canine, feline?
I think it's a little of both.
A little of both?
A little of both, yeah. I'm getting quite a bit of both. I am getting more puppies right now, but kittens are really starting to creep up there.
And so if, for whatever reason, let's just say somebody has a litter of kittens or puppies, what should they do? What's the proper thing to do?
The best thing to do is contact the shelter.
Okay.
Let us know what's going on. We do try to help as much as we possibly can and intake some of these litters and try to find homes and stuff like that. We do struggle with space from time to time, so please keep that in mind. I do have a wait list,
okay,
unfortunately. But call us, you know, give us your information. We'll try to help you as best we can. You know, you can post, you know, that you have animals, you know, puppies or kittens looking for homes. A lot of times people will, you know, adopt from there. But again, you know, your first step is to contact the Humane Society.
Okay.
Let's get that ball rolling and see what we can do to help out.
Awesome. Awesome. Is there applications online that you can fill out?
Yes. Well, we have a new application online. You can go in there and fill out the owner surrender form. That just gives me your information. Once you fill out that form, please follow up with the phone call. Make sure that I've got it and got your information in my wait list.
Awesome. And is there forms also for the Spot TNR?
There's forms for Spot, TNR, volunteering. You know, we've added quite a bit to our website. I encourage everybody to go to our new website, check it out. There's a whole bunch of information and stuff that you can fill out that will come directly to us.
Awesome. Yeah, I've been looking at it. It's looking pretty good.
It is. It's getting very, very fancy.
It looks awesome, awesome, awesome. And again, please take advantage of these programs. They're there for a reason. They're there to help not only you, but also our community, our shelter. I mean, it goes a long way.
It does.
It really does. It goes a long way if we do that. And are you guys going to be at the expo? Also,
yes.
Can people?
Yes, we're going to have staff there at the expo. We're going to be doing nail trimming and free microchipping.
Nice.
So if your pets aren't microchipped, please bring them down. You know, we've been pushing microchipping now for quite a few years and, you know, really seeing the benefit of it.
Talk a little bit about the benefit of microchipping from the time you started with the Humane Society to now. Now that there's an ordinance, how has that benefited?
You know, it has helped out greatly with having this new ordinance and requiring microchipping and stuff like that. We're getting animals back home quicker than anything. Before, you didn't have any information, no way to contact an owner, you know, anything like that. One of the struggles we do have is keeping that information update. You know, just call the shelter. I need to update my information. It takes me a few minutes on the computer. I update it. Your microchip is already updated. I've been able to return animals within minutes. They've literally walked in the door, checked that chip, found the owner, gave them a call, and they're like, I was out driving trying to find Fido. Guess what? Fido has made it in, and he's safe and sound, so we're getting in contact with owners a whole lot faster, and they're going home a whole lot quicker.
I think it's a lot less stressful, too, for the animals.
It is. They're not as stressed out, that's for sure.
Yeah. So please, we'll be out there at the expo, and also you don't have to be at the expo to get this microchip.
No.
Come on down to the shelter.
Anytime we're open, you know, come down to the shelter. It takes maybe 5 minutes. We get all your information, put it in the computer. It's a quick 5-second procedure to get that microchip. Half the time, they don't even realize we're doing it.
Right?
Yes.
Exactly. No, that's cool. That's great. Well, we appreciate all that, again, that the shelter does. And we got this expo coming up. We had a successful month in August. I mean, it's been all around. It's been looking pretty good.
It really has.
It's been looking pretty good. And so we appreciate everybody. Thank you, everybody, for the help that you give us. And there's many ways you can help out. Yeah. We have a resale shop. If you'd like to help out on that by donating items for us to resell, again, that goes to the animals at the Humane Society. If you need a pickup, please call our resale shop, 575-808-8540. They'll set you guys up with a pickup. We're always there ready to go. And we, again, appreciate everybody in the community with the help that they gave at our resale shop.
Yes.
You know, without you guys, it wouldn't happen. So we appreciate you guys. We thank you all who adopted in August. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Let's see if we could beat that number next year.
That's our goal. Now, that's our goal, to try to beat that number.
That would be awesome. And again, volunteers.
Can always use volunteers. Yeah. Always.
And we just can't do it without you. Earlier today, I saw a couple of volunteers walking dogs, and it was great. It's great to see that.
And
we got some new play areas coming up.
Yes.
Pretty soon.
You know, and I encourage, you know, if you haven't been to the shelter recently, stop by. We've had a lot going on at the shelter. We've got play yards, like Abel said, and different areas to walk dogs and meet and greets. And, you know, we've been staying busy and just keeping things up, and every day we're improving.
Yes, ma'am, we are. So, again, shout out to everybody. Thank you for your support. Thank you for all that you do. Can't do it without you. And we, again, shout out to KRUI for giving us this opportunity to share our stories, connect with you all, and to be able to make a difference in this county that we live in. And again, many ways to help out. You could go onto our new website. You can find different ways that you can help out there. And from all of us here at the Humane Society, thank you for tuning in to Tales of Lincoln County, where every tale has a story. And as Kitey always said,
adopt, don't shop.
You've been listening to Tales of Lincoln County on KRUI 1490 AM and 99.1 FM, The Mountain.